Let us read the mantra, mantras once. Saved Tritiya Mundaki Vitya Kandaha. Savedaitat Paramam Brahma Dhamma Yatra Vishwam Nihitam Bhati Shubham Upasate Purusham Yehya Kamaha Te Shukrametad Ativartanti Dhiraha Kamanyah Kamayate Manyamanaha Sakama Bharjayate Tatra Tatra Pariyapta Kamasya Kritat Manastu Ihaiva Sarve Praviliyanti Kamaha Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhyaha Namedhayana Bahuna Shrutena Yamevaisha Vrunute Tena Labhyaha Tasesha Atma Vivrunute Tanum Swam Nayamatma Balahinena Labhyaha Nacha Pramada Tapaso Napya Lingat. Etairupayair Yatate Yastu Vidvan Tasesha Atma Vishate Brahma Dhamma Samprapyainam Rishayo Jnana Triptaha Kritatmano Vitaraga Prashantaha Te Sarvagam Sarvatav Prapya Dhiraha Yuktatmana Sarvameva Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunischitartha Sanyasa Yoga Yataya Shuddha Sattvaha Te Brahma Lokesh Paranta Kale Paramrutav Parimachyanti Sarve Gatah Kalav Panchadasha Pratishtha Devascha Sarve Pati Devatasu Karmani Vijnanamayascha Atma Parevyaye Sarve Eki Bhavanti Yatha Nadyasyandamana Samudre Astam Gacchanti Namarupe Vihaya Tatha Vidvan Namarupa Vimuktaha Parat Param Purushamupaiti Divyam Sayoha Vaitat Paramam Brahma Veda Brahmaiva Bhavati Nasya Brahmaiva Bhavati Nasya Brahma Vitkule Bhavati Tarati Shokam Tarati Papmanam Uha Grantibhyo Mukto Amruto Bhavati Tadetadrucha Bhyuktam Kriyavanta Shrotriya Brahmanishtha Swayam Juhvata Ekarshim Shaddhayantaha Teshame Vaitam Brahma Vidyam Vadeta Shirovratam Vidhivatyaistu Chirnam Tadetat Satyam Rishirangiraf Puro Vacha Naitadachirna Vrato Dhite Namav Paramarishibhyo Namav Paramarishibhyaha Iti Mundakopanishadi Tritiya Mundake Dvitiya Khandaha. Okay. Samprapyainam Rishayo Jnana Triptaha Kritatmano Vitaragav Prashantaha Te Sarvagam Sarvatav Prapya Dhiraha Yuktatmana Sarvameva Vishanti Samprapyainam Rishayo Jnana Triptaha Kritatmano Vitaragav Prashantaha Te Sarvagam Sarvatav Prapya Dhiraha Yuktatmana Sarvameva Vishanti. Okay. So those people, there are many people who become qualified. Who become qualified means by following the disciplines, are living a life of karma yoga, they become mentally pure and steady. They become the people who have emotional strength, relative strength, and who have four qualifications, and who also go through discipline of jnana yoga. So as qualified people, they do attain jnanam. And people who attain jnanam are really successful people in their pursuit. And when they attain jnanam, of course, they discover moksha simultaneously, because discovering the truth itself, discovering moksha. So here in this mantra, how these people live their lives properly, following the track laid by the Shastram. Thereby, how they attain jnanam, thereby they become successful. So following the track laid by this Shastram, how people become successful in their pursuit, that is discussed in this mantra. Therefore, this mantra presents it's a complete package. Why? Because each and every stage is clearly mentioned here. Every stage is mentioned. It means there are different stages, and every stage is mentioned very clearly, very briefly, but very clearly. So first, I mean, they live a life of karma yoga. They have isharpana buddhi in their actions. They have prasada buddhi in receiving this results, in facing the situations. So living a life of karma yoga with a proper attitude in their performing actions, and their proper attitude in receiving results, in facing situations, thereby because they have mukshutvam and they have jignasa, they are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, the life is governed by dharma, naturally they have shamaha, they have damaha, they have paramaha, they have titiksha, they have shraddha, they have samadhanam, and they have viveka, they have vairagyam. Therefore, with all qualifications required for the attainment of jnanam, they pursue the jnanam. So it is said, dhiraha. You can see the word dhiraha. Te sarvagam sarvatav prapya dhiraha. Samprapyainam rishayo jnana triptaha. Kritatmano vitaragav prashantaha. Te sarvagam sarvatav prapya dhiraha. Let us see the meaning of the word dhiraha. So many times we have already seen the meaning of the word dhiraha. Dhiraha, dhyam rati iti dhiraha. The one who protects his mind, is the protector of the mind, is called dhiraha. The protector of the mind is the one who is free from fear. So a viveki, one who has discriminative understanding, is also said to be a dhira relatively. As a jnani is said to be a dhira absolutely. Absolutely, a dhiraha is a wise person. Relatively, dhiraha is viveki, one who has viveka, one who has discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is not permanent. So dhiraha, here the word dhiraha means those who have vivekaha. So people live a life of karma yoga, Thereby, they have what? Vivekaha. They have discriminative understanding of what is real, what is not real, what is permanent, what is not permanent. They discover. And such people who have Viveka are said to be Dhiraha in this verse. So, people who have discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, are the people who are 100% convinced that moksha, discovering the liberation, freedom, which is already there, is the ultimate goal. Common, human, choiceless goal is what moksha. They have understood that also. So for the, which means moksha is the ultimate absolute end. Arthakama dharmas, they do pursue arthakama dharmas, but arthakama dhiras are the people who have viveka, thereby who have moksha as the ultimate goal, for whom arthakama dharmas become the subsidiary, relative ends. Absolute end is moksha, arthakama dharmas are relative ends. And they are not interested in even heaven. They do live a life of dharma. They do accumulate punyam by doing right actions, performing worship, etc. But still, they are not interested even in swarga, heaven, because they know the limitations of heaven. Even if a person accumulates punyam and goes to heaven, one has to come back after one, once the punyam gets exhausted. Therefore, they are not even interested in earning punyam for going to heaven. So such people who are not interested in enjoying the pleasures of this world, who are not interested in enjoying the pleasures of heaven, who are not interested in going to heaven, who know it is the jnanam which alone will bless me with the moksha that I have been searching for. And such people of discriminative understanding or said to be dhiraha. Here. Then, another word you can see, vitaragaha. See, te sarvagam sarvatav prapya dhiraha. Before that, you can see, vitaragaha. Samprapyenam rishayo jnana triptaha. Kritatmano vitaragaha. So, dhiraha implies people have discriminative understanding. Once they have understanding that moksha is the ultimate goal, jnanam alone will free me from bondage, and to have jnanam, I must become mentally qualified. So, such people who have understanding alone become vitaragaha. In fact, people who have already gone through the life of karma yoga, they alone have the viveka. When they have viveka, then naturally what happens? They also become dispassionate. So, Vitaragaha says, as I told you, those people from whom the attachment has gone. Vitaha ragaha yebhyaha. Vitaha ragaha ebhyaha te vitaragaha. Those people from whom the attachment has gone. Extra explained to you, attachment means emotional dependence. Being dependent on anything and everything other than Atma for one's happiness and security is said to be attachment. And people who know Atma is the only source of happiness, knowledge is the only means of discovering that happiness, and such people naturally, knowing the limitations of arthakama dharmas, that they cannot give them jnanam and moksha, naturally they grow out of desire for things which cannot give what they really aspire for in life. And such people who have understood the limitations of arthakama dharmas, who know arthakama dharmas cannot give them moksha, who know jnanam alone can give them moksha, such people naturally become disinterested in other things. And thus, disinterest in anything and everything other than Atma, Atma Jnanam, because of the understanding that they cannot give him, give them moksha. And such people who have discovered the limitations are said to be here, Vitaragaha. When they are no more dependent on Artha Kama Dharmas for their happiness or security. They are no more dependent on anything else, relationships or family or anything else for their happiness or security. Why? Because they have become mature. Because they have grown out of desire for other things. So, Vairagyam. See, Vairagyam is possible only because of Viveka. They know permanent thing alone can give moksha. Impermanent cannot give moksha. Therefore, they have become dispassionate towards the impermanent. And because their passion is now for the jnanam. Vitaragaha. Vitaragaha. The two ways of seeing here also. ST also explained. Today I am giving another meaning also. Vitaragaha. Then what happened? Once they become dispassionate, naturally, they become prashantaha. See, prashanta, if a person has certain degree of mastery over one's thoughts and sense organs, one can be peaceful, relatively peaceful. People ask, how can I be peaceful? How can I be peaceful? If you have mastery over your ways of thinking, thoughts and sense organs to a certain extent, you can be relatively peaceful. Only in jnanam one can be absolutely peaceful. So, because of Viveka and Vairagyam, these people have become relatively peaceful. Peaceful. Because they're given to the discipline of worship and prayer. So, they have Viveka, they have Vairagyam, they desperately also pray to Bhagavan, asking them to bless them with the knowledge. So this worship and prayer, and worship and prayer is what? Meditation upon Bhagavan. That blesses them with relative peace. Prashantaha. Then another word we have is yuktatmanaha. You can see step by step. So we can say dhiraha, Vitaragaha, Prashantaha, now Yuktatmanaha. Yuktatmanaha. Those who have integrated mind, those who are of integration, the people of integration, Yuktatmanaha means those who have their thought, word and deed in alignment. Yukta Atmanaha. Atma means mind. Yukta Atmanaha means people of integration. People of integration means what? Those who have their thought, word and deed in alignment. There's no split in the personality. What they think, what they do, what they speak are in alignment. Which means they have all disciplines. They have Shamaha, they have Damaha, they have Uparamaha, they have Shraddha, they have Titiksha. The people who are endowed with all sixfold disciplines. Shamaha, Damaha, mastery over mind, mastery over sense organs, and Shraddha in Shastram, who are very focused, and who have endurance, because they already lived life of karma yoga, so they are highly disciplined. So disciplined people who are endowed with six disciplines, thereby who are people of integration, are said to be yuktatmanaha. Yuktatmanaha means disciplined minded. Okay. Then Vraj people, Rishayaha. Rishayaha. So, those Rishayaha means people who have clear vision of the truth. Such people being given to the discipline of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. So, Vitaragaha, Dhiraha, Vitaragaha, Prashantaha, Yuktatmanaha, such people being given to the discipline of the Shastram, the Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, of course they attain Jnanam. And the one who has the clear vision of the reality obtaining as one's own self is said to be the seer of the truth, Rishihi. Rishati means Janati. Rishi is called Rishihi. Rishati Janati. Rishati iti Rishihi. Who has the clear, doubt-free vision of the reality obtaining as the own Swarupam. Which means, to become a Rishi, one must have had a Jnanam. And to have the Jnanam means what? Having a clear vision of the Swarupam of the whole Jagat, obtaining as one's own self. Which is said to be the Bhagavan. One Swarupam is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is another word for the reality. Bhagavan is another word for, imply the reality. The Swarupam of the Jagat is Bhagavan, the truth. And the same truth is the Swarupam of one's own self. And people who have such vision are said to be Rishayaha. Which means they must have gone through the Shastra study systematically. How? With the help of a teacher. So they must have studied the Shastram with the help of a competent teacher and gone through systematically the Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. And they must have understood the teaching, retained the teaching, assimilated, ascertained the teaching also. And the person who has ascertained the teaching as a clear vision is said to be Rishihi, Rishati iti Rishihi. And when a person becomes the Rishi, a Jnani, then what happens? Then a person is said to be Kritatmanaha. Kritatmanaha is the one. Kritaha Atma Yena Saha Kritatma. Kritatma. Kritatman. Singular is Kritatma. Kritaha Atma Yena Saha Kritatma. The one singular is Kritatma, in plural Kritatmanaha. Kritatmanaha means those who have discovered their identity with Paramatma. So discovering one's own Swarupam being non-separate from Paramatma, discovering one's own Swarupam being Paramatma is giving up the status of being a Jiva. Okay. In fact, one need not become a Paramatma. One does not give up Jivatvam. But still, as long as one has ignorance, as long as one remains ignorant, the person, ignorant person has the Jiva status. In ignorance, one helplessly enjoys the Jiva status. In Jnanam, one resolves its Jiva status and claims one's own self being Paramatma. So this resolving the Jiva status of being the Jiva, claiming the status of one's own self being Paramatma, oneself being non-separate from Paramatma, alone is said to be here, Kritatmatvam. So the person, the Kritatmanaha are those who have dropped their, resolved their Jivatma status, claim their Paramatma status. They do not attain Paramatma status. They claim people who have resolved their Jivatma status in the wake of the clear vision, thereby who have claimed Paramatma status, are said to be Kritatmanaha. So Aham Brahmasmi, that Jnanam is very clear for them. And such people become absolutely satisfied. Because in the wake of the clear vision of one's own self being Paramatma, they revel in the fullness is their nature. They discover fullness, limitlessness, happiness being their own Swarupam. So they do not need not become, they not attain fullness, they need not attain limitlessness, they need not attain happiness. They claim fullness, happiness, limitlessness as their own Swarupam. Thereby, naturally, all the dissatisfaction becomes resolved. Only in his clear vision, they become absolutely satisfied. So, Jnana Triptaha means, it is the Jnanam which alone can bless a person with absolute satisfaction. So, Jnana Triptaha, Jnanena Triptaha, those who have become absolutely satisfied because of their Jnanam. Jnana Triptaha. Why? Because the more attainment of moksha is a thing with discovery of moksha. Discovery of freedom from unhappiness is nothing but discovery of fullness, happiness being one's own Swarupam. That is why discovery of the truth is discovery of fullness being one's own Swarupam. They attain. Thereby what happens? Jnana Triptaha. Jnana Triptaha, people who are of absolute satisfaction, or the people who are muktaha. They are free while living. They are jivan muktaha. Jivan muktaha. Jivan muktaha are the people who no externals, they are no more dependent on external situation or the world or anything in the world, relationship or etc. They do not depend upon anything in the world for their happiness or security. They are people of happiness, they are people of absolute security and satisfaction. Okay. Let us read the mantra now. Such people, sarvam evam avishanti. They sarvagam sarvataha prapya. And who is sarvagaha? Sarvagaha, sarvatra gacchati iti sarvagaha. The all pervasive is the Atma. The absolute abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, the consciousness implied by the truth, obtaining in the form of consciousness is implied by the term Atma, alone is said to be Sarvagaha. Atma is Brahma. Sarvataha Prapya. Having identity with that all-pervasive, only secondless consciousness. Because understanding consciousness as the content of I, as the truth of I, thereby having this good identity with that all-pervasive consciousness which is everywhere. Such people, sarvam eva avishanti. Sarvam eva avishanti means they enter into Brahman who alone is in the form of everything. Sarvaha means Atma or Brahma. Sarvam avishanti, they enter into Brahman means what? They do not enter into Brahman. They resolve their identity with Brahman. They become one with Brahman. Sarvagam sarvataha prapya. They become sarvameva avishanti. They become one with Paramatma. But what is the truth? The truth is in the form of consciousness. And it's very clear, consciousness is one, secondless, non-dual. Why non-dual? Because the matter is resolved as mithya. And they shift their identity from anatma, material body, mind, sense complex to atma, the consciousness. Thereby, sarvagam here is consciousness, all pervasive consciousness. Sarvataha prapya sarvam eva avishanti. Because sarvam eva avishanti means a wise person does not see oneself, one's own self as an individual as a consciousness only obtaining within the body, mind, sense complex. A wise person does not see himself, his real self, as the consciousness obtaining within only the body, mind, sense complex. Does not see one's own self as merely an enclosed consciousness obtaining within body, mind, sense complex. For him, for the self, the content of I is consciousness. The consciousness is what? All pervasive consciousness. Which means he shifted his identity from anatma to atma. He sees the self being the only self of the whole jagat. Even though he's endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, relatively he's interacting with the world as an individual human being. In his clear understanding, he knows he is the truth, which is the only truth of the whole jagat, which alone is in the form of the whole jagat. So he becomes one with Paramatma. Sarvam eva avishanti means he does not physically enter into Paramatma. Intellectually, cognitively, he resolves his identity with the Paramatma. It is like a wave saying, a wave is water, essentially water. So the truth of the wave is water. Similarly, the truth of I is consciousness. And thereby, just as the truth of the wave, the water is the only truth of the entire ocean of all the waves. Similarly, the person who discovers one's own Swarupam being consciousness understands the fact that the same consciousness is the only truth of the entire world of all beings. This is what is said to be sarvameva avishanti, means he becomes intellectually, cognitively, he resolves his identity that he becomes one with Paramatma. Okay, this is the content of this verse. Sarvam samprapyainam rishayo jnana triptaha kritatmano vitaragah prashantah te sarvagam sarvatah prapyadhirah yuktatmana sarvameva vishanti. I also told you the absolute peace is only in jnanam. Okay, next verse. Vedanta vijnana sunischitarthah. Next mantra. Vedanta vijnana sunischitarthah sanyasa yogad yataya shuddha sattvah te brahma loket paranta kale paramrita. Are you following? Okay. Vedanta vijnana sunischitarthah sanyasa yogad yataya shuddha sattvah te brahma lokeshu paranta kale paramritaf parimachyanti sarve vedanta vijnana sunischitarthah sanyasa yogad yataya shuddha sattvah ते ब्रह्मलोकेषु परान्तकाले परामृताः परिमुच्यन्ति सर्वे. वेदांत विज्ञान सुनिश्चितार्थाः सन्यास योगाद् यतय शुद्ध सत्वाः ते ब्रह्मलोकेषु परान्तकाले परामृताः परिमुच्यन्ति सर्वे. So here is a very beautiful mantra. I want you to know this is a part of a mantra. Okay, this is one mantra. This mantra also occurs in Sri Mahanarayana Upanishad. Sometimes mantras are repeated. This mantra, which is found in Mundaka Upanishad as part of the Mundaka Upanishad, is also found in Mahanarayana Upanishad. And this is the mantra recited as a part of the mantras which are recited usually to receive a sannyasi. When a sannyasi comes, people offer Purna Kumbham. Like Puja Swamiji comes or Shringeri Acharya comes. In the villages when I go also they do. What I'm saying, when a sannyasi comes, especially male sannyasis are really in tradition, they revere Puja Swamiji, Kanchi Acharya, Shringeri Acharya. When Acharyas come, they receive Acharyas with the Purna Kumbham. So when they offer Purna Kumbham, they recite these mantras. Vedan, then we have Swaras. There in Mahanarayana Upanishad, we have Swaras. Beautiful Swaras are there. Na karmana na prajaya dhane na tyage naike amrutatvamanashuhu. I want to listen. Okay. Parena nakam nehi tanguhayam vibhrajate tadyatayo vishanti vedanta vijnana sunischitarthaha sanyasa yogad yatayashuddha sattvaha te brahma loke tu para antakale paramrutat parimuchanti sarve dahram vipapam parameshma bhutayat pundarikam puramadhya sargastham tatrapi dahram gaganam vishokastasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam yo vedadau swarav prokto vedante cha pratishthitah tasya prakriti linasya yah parasa maheshwarah. So there are some four mantras which are taken from Mahanarayana Upanishad and which are recited to receive a sannyasi with the Purna Kumbham. So there also, among those four mantras, this Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha mantra comes there also as one of the four mantras. There are many mantras. The four are taken for chanting to receive a Mahanyasi with the Purna Kumbham. That one mantra here is we have in this Upanishad. Let us see the meaning of this verse. And this mantra is also found in Kaivalya Upanishad. So Kaivalya Upanishad has, Mahanarayana Upanishad has, Mundaka Upanishad has. The same mantra is found in different places. But this mantra is available with other three mantras in Mahanarayana Upanishad. Okay. Why this mantra is recited when a sannyasi comes? Not only this one mantra, all four mantras. Because in the tradition it's very important that even though a person takes a life of sannyasa, he should not forget his purpose. What has he become the sannyasa, become the sannyasi for? Why has he taken to life of sannyasa? He should not forget, he should remember always. So that in order to remind sannyasi of his purpose of what he must be doing, this mantra is recited. Why? Because when a person shifts his ashrama, Suppose a person, when he is a grihastha, he is very, very busy. And then in vanaprastha, he becomes relatively little, he's not very busy, becomes little, he has some free time. As a sannyasi, he has a lot of time because no social obligatory duties, no other commitments, no commitments at all for sannyasi. Only thing a sannyasi is supposed to do is study the shastra, be with the shastram, think of Bhagavan, be with Bhagavan, be with the shastram, study the shastram, dwell upon the shastram, or teach shastram. The sannyasi's mind should not be placed in anything other than shastra. That is why we have reverence for sannyasi and we are supposed to help sannyasi. Sannyasi's mind is going everywhere means and sannyasi is not. There is no sannyasa. Therefore, they will have, because they sometimes know when people retire from their jobs and when they sit at home, the whole life they've been busy. After retirement, suddenly they'll feel a lot of time. They'll find it very difficult not knowing what to do with the time. It happens for many people. Even in India nowadays, the police officers are given some meditation training so that when they have been a very busy police officers and after retirement they go back, they're still healthy, hale and healthy, but they're old. So they sent after retirement, and many people become emotionally, mentally disturbed. They become sick. So nowadays they do some teaching and then send them. In India, recently I heard about it. So imagine people who take the life of sannyasa. They also, as soon as they become sannyasis, of course they have purushartha nischaya, they have the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. They know the value of jnanam. That is why they choose to become sannyasis. Still, suddenly changing the ashrama and they have a lot of time. Therefore, it is said, one must take to life of sannyasa only with a help and support of a teacher. So that the sannyasi will know what, how and he should be living his life. Therefore, just to remind sannyasi what he must be doing in his life, these mantras are recited. Okay, let us go to the mantra now. Veda, that's what, there we have swaras, here we don't have swaras. Vedanta vijnana sunischitarthaha sannyasa yogad yatayashuddha sattva aha te brahma lokeshu para antakale paramruta parimuchyanti sarve. You can simply let us chant here as other mantra, how we chant other mantras. Vedanta vijnana sunischitarthaha sannyasa yoga yatayashuddha sattvaha te brahma lokeshu parantakale paramruta parimuchyanti sarve. Now, shuddha sattvaha. Shuddham means pure. Sattvam means mind. Shuddha sattvaha means pure minded people. See, shuddha sattvaha, sattvam, shuddham sattvam yasya, sara shuddha sattvaha. Shuddha sattvaha, plural word. So, the pure minded people alone are eligible to take to a life of sannyasa. Pure minded people means what? Those who have mastery over their impurities. Obtaining in the form of thoughts. In terms of the emotional pain, desires, likes and dislikes, anger, hatred, fear, anxiety, jealousy. These are all natural emotions which are there in every ignorant mind. So shuddha sattvaha means the pure minded are the people who have certain degree of mastery over these thoughts. So only a jnani sannyasi, only a jnani is absolutely pure minded. Until one attains jnanam, one must be relatively pure minded in order to be eligible for the attainment of jnanam. So shuddha sattvaha, how do they become shuddha sattvaha? Strictly following the Vedic way of life enjoined by the Shastram in terms of karma yoga. And also strictly following the Vedic way of life enjoined by the Shastram in terms of living a worshipful, prayerful life, a meditative life. So by going through these disciplines enjoined by the Shastram in terms of karma yoga and worshipful, prayerful, meditative life, they become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, which means they have vivekaha, they have vairagyam, they have samadhi disciplines, and they have mukshutvam. Such people alone, shuddha sattvaha, and they, shuddha sattvaha, they can become sannyasis. So shuddha sattvaha, without becoming sannyasis, also they can pursue jnanam. But who should be the sannyasis? Definitely shuddha sattvaha. Okay. Yatayaha. So I told you many times, yatate iti yatihi. Yatate iti yatihi. Yatihi singular. Yatihi yati yatayaha. Yatayaha plural. Like kavihi kavi kavayaha. Yatihi yati yatayaha. Yatate iti yatihi. Yatate means makes efforts. Yatate is a verb and yatihi is an adjective. The sannyasi. So why a sannyasi is called yatihi? All yatis are not sannyasis. But sannyasis are yatis. Why? Because the word yatihi means people who make efforts, or say a person who makes effort is called yatihi. So all people are yatis only because people do make efforts to pursue artha, to pursue moksha, kama, to pursue dharma. So all yatis are not sannyasis, but sannyasis are yatis. Sannyasis are people of effort. Yatayaha means people of effort. But sannyasis are supposed to be people of adequate, appropriate efforts. So sannyasis who are given to, who make appropriate, adequate efforts means their time is spent only for shravanam. If they have completed the shravanam, then they must be involved in mananam with the help of the teacher. And if they have done shravanam and mananam, then naturally without the help of the teacher, because they have got clear understanding, then they can be given to the discipline of contemplation known as vidhyasanam. So yatayaha means people of appropriate, adequate efforts, that those who have gone through these disciplines. Those who go through this discipline, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. And sannyasa ashramaha is very conducive for those who want to pursue only jnanam. Because as a sannyasi, one does not have other social obligatory duties and other commitments. Therefore, it's very conducive. As a sannyasi, one can, without thinking of any other worries, one can totally focus oneself in one's own study. Means one can be totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam. So one can commit oneself totally to these disciplines in terms of shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. So yatayaha. So yatayaha means the sannyasis who are of appropriate, adequate efforts, who spare their time consciously, thoughtfully, for right purpose, and who channelize in the right direction, thoughts in the right direction. Which means sannyasis are given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. So place, sannyasis are those who place themselves in the right track, right direction, means they are given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. So placing oneself in the right direction, placing oneself in the right track means being given to the pursuit of Jnana Yoga. Sunischita Arthaha, Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. We have seen already, Yataya, Shuddha Sattvaha Yatayaha. Already seen those two words. Then, Sanyasa Yogat, Sanyasa Yogaha. What does it mean? See, Sanyasa Yogaha is Jnana Yogaha. Yogaha means discipline. The discipline prescribed for a grihasthashrami. A discipline which should be followed. See, Veda Shastram prescribes. This is the discipline one must follow. Which discipline is prescribed for whom? For a person of grihasthashrama, for a householder, the discipline prescribed is Karma Yoga. And for a person of sannyasa ashrama, the discipline prescribed is Jnana Yoga. So pradhanataya, mainly, that does not mean grihasthashrama should not study shastra. A person of grihasthashrama, for him Karma Yoga is the important discipline, main discipline. And study is secondary. Whereas for a person of sannyasa ashrama, Jnana Yoga is the main discipline. Jnana Yoga is the discipline for him. So which discipline is prescribed for which ashrama? One must be very clear. And upasanam, living highly, totally worshipful, prayerful, meditative life. So Karma Yoga is a discipline prescribed for grihasthashrami, a person of house grihasthashrama. And upasanam, the meditative life, is the discipline. Meditation is the discipline prescribed for the person of vanaprastha ashrama. And Jnana Yoga is the discipline prescribed for the sannyasa, person of sannyasa ashrama. Here the word sannyasa yogaha means Jnana Yogaha. Jnana Yogaha. Sannyasa yogaha means Jnana Yogaha. A karma yogi also can study shastra. No problem. But still, only some time he can spare, not all his time. Whereas a sannyasi, in sannyasa ashrama, all his time can be, must be spared for the shastra study. The sannyasa ashrama. It means one must find a teacher. One must be already having a teacher. And one must have been given the discipline of shravanam and mananam. If a person has already completed shravanam and mananam, then he must be living a contemplative life. A sannyasi must be living a contemplative life if he has already completed his shravanam and mananam as a grihastha and as a vanaprasthi. Suppose a person has not done any shravanam before, then he must begin his shravanam as a sannyasi. So living a life of sannyasa, sannyasi means going through the sannyasa yogaha, means going through the discipline of Jnana Yogaha, which implies a sannyasi must live a life of meditation, life of contemplation. Sannyasi's life is a life of contemplation. Through Shravanam, his mind is only in subject matter of Bhagavan, Shastra. In Mananam, his mind is only in Shastra. In Nididhyasanam, of course, his mind is dwelling upon the same teaching, but with a clear understanding. Therefore, sannyasi is the one whose life is life of contemplation. Therefore, sannyasa yogat yatayaha shuddha sattvaha vedanta vijnana Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. When a person goes through Sannyasa Yoga, goes to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, when he goes through Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, and that should culminate in what? That should bless the person with the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the truth. After going through Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, one cannot say, I'm still not clear. Definitely, one will have clear, ascertained vision of the truth. As a person is said to what? Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. Vedanta Vijnanam. Vedanta Vijnana means the Vedanta Vijnanam Sunischita Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. So Vedanta Vijnanam means subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram. Vedanta Vijnana means the content of the Vedantic teaching. It means Arthaha. Vedanta Vijnana Arthaha. Vedanta Vijnana Arthaha means the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram. Vedanta Vijnana Arthaha means subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram. Sunischitam Vedanta Vijnana Arthaha Sunischitaha Yaihi. Te Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. So those who have clear ascertained vision of the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram are said to be Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. So content, those who have ascertained clear ascertained vision of the content, the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram. So Nischitaha means what? Arthaha means the content. The meaning. Arthaha means the meaning. And Vedanta Vijnana subject matter of the Shastram. So the Vedanta Vijnana Arthaha means the essential content of the Vedantic teaching has been ascertained by whom? They are Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha. Why? Because, why you have to understand here? Vedanta Shastram presents many prakriyas. In the very beginning, Vedanta Shastram teaches Drup Drishe Veka Prakriya. Vedanta Shastram teaches Avastatraya Prakriya. Vedanta Shastram teaches Panchakosha Prakriya. And so many prakriyas Vedanta Shastram uses ultimately to arrive at the truth. All the prakriyas, all the words used in the Shastram, they become irrelevant once a person has the jnanam. The very great and important, see, you need a ladder. One need to climb up. Once you've climbed up, then climbing up is the goal for which the ladder serves. Then you don't need the ladder. Like that, Vedanta Shastram also blesses the person with a clear vision. Ultimately, so many things are taught, but the important teaching is what? The essential teaching of the Vedanta Shastram is said to be Arthaha. So Vedanta Vijnanam means the subject matter of the Vedanta Shastram. And Arthaha means the main essential teaching, main essential fact, vision. Therefore, Sunischitaha means definitely understood, doubtlessly understood. So Vedanta Vijnana Sunischitarthaha means those people who have clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the nature of reality, which is the main subject matter of the Shastram. Which is the main subject matter of the Shastram. Essential subject matter of the Shastram. What is the clear vision? As an Ajnani, a person thinks, I am an individual. And he has strong eyesense in the body, mind sense complex. Later on, he discovers there is consciousness apart from body, mind sense complex. And he sees himself as consciousness. Then, first he thinks, I am consciousness obtaining within the body. Later on, he discovers the fact, I am consciousness. In me, the whole jagat, including the body, mind, sense complex, exists. This is a big difference. First, he thinks, I am different from the world. World is different from me. And Bhagavan is different from the world and me. And finally, he discovers what? I, the self, am the consciousness, Brahman. And I myself am the truth. First he thinks I am the jiva. I am the body, first he thinks. Then he thinks I am consciousness obtaining within the body, mind, sense complex. Later on he discovers I myself am the consciousness, the only truth in which the whole jagat exists. And he'll have very clear understanding. Brahmayeva Satyam, the whole jagat which is, seems to be there is mithya, and there is no jiva other than Brahma. All that is there is only Brahma. This vision becomes very clear. This is what is Artha. Vedanta Vijnana Artha means what? The essential core vision of the Vedantic teaching is this fact, understanding the fact. So these sannyasis are those people who have the clear ascertained vision of this teaching of the main teaching of the Shastram. And not only that, when they discover consciousness as the Swarupam, their perspective changes. This perspective of the world changes, perspective of the self changes. In this perspective change, they understand the fact that I, the self, am the consciousness, am the only source of happiness and security and absolute peace. So Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha Shuddha Sattvaha Sanyasa Yogat Shuddha Sattvaha Yatayaha Sanyasa Yogat Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha Te. Then what happened afterwards? Paraantakale brahmalokeshu. Paraantakale brahmalokeshu. Paramrutaha. So paramrutaha. Paramrutaha means, param means Brahma. Paramrutaha, param means the absolute. Amrita means immortal. Paramrutaha means they discover their nature of absolute immortality. So people who discover their nature being absolutely immortal, people who discover their nature being absolute immortality, or the people who become absolutely immortal. See, they do not become immortal. They discover their nature being absolutely absolute immortality. Therefore, they're absolutely immortal. Why should we say here? Because the people who live in the heaven, they have much longer life. Human beings in this world have 100 years. But people, ignorant people, who live as devas in heaven, they have much longer life. So they're relatively immortal. But even devas also have end one day. They also have to come to an end. Even devas have to come back to this world. So devas also will perish one day. So devas are said to be relatively eternal, relatively immortal when compared to human beings of this world. Whereas Atma, the consciousness, is absolutely immortal, absolutely eternal. So consciousness, the Atma, is of the nature of absolute eternity, absolute immortality. There's no such a thing called destruction at all. Absolutely indestructible is consciousness, Atma. Therefore, people who have discovered a Swarupam being pure consciousness, Atma, and they become Paramritaha, means they become absolutely immortal. Really speaking, they do not become immortal. They claiming consciousness as the self, they have become absolutely immortal. Which means they attain Jivan Mukti. Attaining Jivan Mukti means what? They claim immortality being their own Swarupam even when they are alive. I am immortal consciousness. They discover their Swarupam being immortality even when they are alive in this physical body. Yes, this body is going to fall apart one day. I am distinct from this body and I am of the nature of immortality. So people who discover and claim their Swarupam being immortality even while living as Jivan Muktas, and those people are said to be Paramritaha. Means they have become one with Brahman. They, even while living, they know they are absolutely immortal. And after leaving the physical body also, they remain absolutely immortal. They do not assume a body. Again, they will not be born. Therefore, they are absolutely immortal. Because even as a jnani, as a liberated person while living, as a Jivan Mukta, one will be here. How long? Only even a jnani, a Jivan Mukta can be in this physical body only as long as the Parabdha Karma is. When the Parabdha Karma gets exhausted, jnani also has to leave the physical body like any other ajnani. The only difference is ajnani's body becomes disintegrated. Jnani's body also will get disintegrated. Only thing is, sukshma of ajnani will come back assuming a new body. Whereas sukshma of ajnani will resolve for good. It will not come back assuming another body. Therefore, the Jivan Mukta becomes Videha Muktaha. That is what is said to be the attainment of Videha Mukti. So they become absolutely eternal. Paramritaha Bhavanti. Okay. Parantakale. Parantakalaha means Para Antakalaha. Antakalaha means death. Para Antakalaha means final death. See, when Ajnani dies, hope you are following. When Ajnani dies, what happens? He has a death. Ajnani has death. Jnani also has a death. You get it now? Ajnani has death, jnani also has death. Death means what? The physical body, everyone has to leave. Jnani has to leave the physical body. Ajnani has to leave the physical body. So Jnani has death like Ajnani. But only difference is what? The Jnani again will not be born. Therefore, he has no more death. Jnani will not be born again. Therefore, this Jnani's death is the final death. But Ajnani's death is not a final death. Ajnani's death is a continuous death which is going to be continued again and again and again. He'll be born again there'll be death. He'll be born again there'll be death. He'll be born again there'll be death. For Ajnani. Whereas for a Jnani, when he leaves the physical body, that is the final death. Okay, that is the final death. That is what para antakalaha. Ajnani also has antakala, but not para antakala. Jnani's death is said to be parantakalaha. When a Jnani, having exhausted his paradha karma, leaves his physical body for good, which is his final death, parantakale, when he attains final death, then what happens? Paramrutaha bhavanti. They become absolutely immortal. Parantakale, at the time of death, which is the final death for a Jnani, then paramrutaha bhavanti, they become absolutely immortal. Which means a Jnani, jivan muktaha, when he leaves the physical body, when the paradha gets exhausted, he attains videha muktihi. Okay, then what happens? Te brahma lokeshu. See the word now. Te brahma lokeshu para antakale paramruta. We have seen already parantakale paramrutaha. Brahma lokeshu sarve parimuchyanti. Te sarve brahma lokeshu parimuchyanti. Very nice. See here, the word Brahma Lokaha should not be taken as one of the highest of the 14 lokas. The word Brahma Lokaha literally means highest of the 14 worlds is Brahma Lokaha. But here Brahma Lokaha should be taken as Brahma Chaitanyam. Let me repeat it. See, there are 14 worlds. Chaturdasha Bhavanani. And highest of the lokas is said to be Brahma Lokaha. But here the word Brahma Lokaha in this mantra should not be taken as highest of the 14 worlds Brahma Loka. It is not the world of Brahman. Brahma Lokaha should be taken as the absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness implied by the term Brahman. Brahma Lokaha should be taken as Brahma. Brahma Lokaha should be taken as Brahma. That Brahman is nothing but pure consciousness. Pure consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Brahma Lokeshu means in Brahman. You simply given as in the plural form. Brahma Lokeshu means in the worlds of Brahman. Means what? No. In Brahman, Parimuchyanti. Parimuchyanti means they become liberated, or they become liberated in the world of Brahman. Means they become liberated in the world of Brahman. Means they remain one with Paramatma. Parimuchyanti means they remain one with Paramatma. They remain as Paramatma. They remain as Brahman. Why? Completely having shifted the identity from Anatma, body, mind, and complex. They live as Jivan Muktas. As Jivan Muktas, they already claim their absolute immortality as their Swarupam. And when the Parabdha gets exhausted, when they leave a physical body, which is their final death, no more death for them, no more birth for them, no more death for them. Therefore, Brahmalokeshu Parimuchyanti means they remain as Brahman, one with Brahman. This is the remaining as Brahman, one with Brahman, is what? The ultimate benefit of the attainment of Jnanam. They attain Videha Muktihi. Remaining one with Brahman forever is what? Not assuming another body, not being born again, not being subject to death again, having attained at the time of final death, then they become one with Brahman, they remain as Brahman, they attain Videha Muktihi. Attainment of Videha Muktihi is the benefit of Jnanam. Okay. Is it clear now? Which word is not clear there? Vedanta, let me see here. Shuddha Sattvaha Yatayaha Sanyasa Yogat Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha Paranta Kale Paramrutaha Brahma Lokeshu Sarve Parimuchyanti Te Sarve Paramrutaha Paranta Kale Paramrutaha Brahma Lokeshu Te Sarve Parimuchyanti. This is the prose order. Let me repeat it. Shuddha Sattvaha Yatayaha Sanyasa Yogat Vedanta Vijnana Sunischita Arthaha Paramrutaha Paranta Kale Paramrutaha Te Brahma Lokeshu Te Sarve Brahma Lokeshu Parimuchyanti. Brahma Lokeshu Parimuchyanti means they become one with Brahman. They remain ever liberated as Brahman. Means they attain Videha Muktihi. They remain ever liberated as one with Brahman. Means they attain Videha Muktihi. Who do not enjoy these classes, who find boring or now you can see, it is not my repetition. I am not repeating. The Shastram itself repeats. This is the style. You can see nothing, because this has to be emphatically repeated and repeated and repeated. Only repeated listening will make our minds subtle. The gross mind will become subtler and subtler repeatedly listening. And then you can grasp it. Gradually it will sink. The penny will drop. This is style. So with the patience, sometimes as a young girl, I used to feel, oh my God, I understood all this. Why Swamiji is repeating? I had to say, that's why I'm repeating. I'm asking you now. I understood all everything, same thing Swamiji is saying. I heard it already. I felt the same in the class. Then I realized it took some time for me to appreciate, oh my God, how beautiful and important it is to repeat. Did you listen to the teaching repeatedly? It took some time for me. So the same thing will happen for all of you also. We have next mantras, beautiful mantras. All the following mantras are very, very nice mantras. So we will see next class. Okay. See, from Vijayadashami, we'll start more intense and serious classes. I have finished my other stotra classes. So I'm also thinking of doing Shankaram, which I was doing long, long ago. Once a month, one stotram also I'll be doing, apart from this Shankaracharya stotras. We'll also start that also from Vijayadashami. Once I'll be back in the UK by the end of this month, we'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.